It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Rodney Davis, representing the 13th Congressional District of Illinois, member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Modernization Committee, and the House Ag Committee as well. And maybe a good place to start is normally this time of year, you would be itching to get out of your suit and tie and get the cleats back on, because this is the week that normally is the Congressional Baseball Week.
It is. It is. You know, we got it moved this year. Last year, we didn't play because of COVID. And as a 50-year-old last year, it was probably good to take a year off. We're back at it, though. We're practicing early in the morning. We've got some good new young guys and ladies that are out there working with us, and some from the Ag Committee. August Pfluger out of Texas. I miss Mike Conaway a lot, but not on the baseball field when August showed up. You can tell Mike I said that. Same thing with Barry Moore out of Alabama is there. We've got Kat Kamek that's playing, and so many more that are a part of our new team here in Congress, and part of a team that, you know, really comes together to raise a lot of money for good DC charities.
And it's a great opportunity not only to work within your party, but also to spend time with members of the other party. Had a earlier conversation with a member from California who talked very highly of you and the fact that y'all work together to find your similarities. He, though, is in the salad bowl, and you're in the Midwest. How important is it to find those opportunities?
Well, I certainly know who you're talking about, and it's one of my best friends in Congress, and that's Jimmy Panetta. Jimmy does represent the salad bowl of America, and you know me well enough then, though. I like to joke around, even in the middle of hearings. And I would see this new guy when he was a freshman, and he would always talk because they were in the minority, so he'd get to speak before even I would in the majority. And he'd always talk about the salad bowl of America. And I'd always follow him or close after, and I'd always make a comment about, well, you know, I don't represent the salad bowl of America like Mr. Panetta. However, dot, dot, dot. And we just became good friends. And I traveled to his district. Because even though I'm in central Illinois, you know, we don't have specialty crops per se on a large basis. I mean, I've got horseradish and peaches and apples, but not to the scale that they have in California. And what I did is I went and learned about specialty crops in California. And Jimmy came to learn about our special crops in central Illinois. He jokes he's the salad bowl of America. And at one hearing, I finally asked him, like, what are we? Are we like the feed trough of America here in the Midwest? And we all got a big laugh out of it. But it's that cooperation. Love seeing Jimmy on the baseball field. Got a great picture of him sliding into home plate, unfortunately safely, around me one game. And it's good friends like that that make this place not the partisan mess that you see on TV every day.
But sometimes we get caught in the weeds, if you will. You're on the infrastructure and our Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. What's happening with that?
Well, sometimes they might be weeds. You know, sometimes there's bad things. Sometimes they just might be cover crops people think are weeds. They might not be as bad as what you think. And really, that's what legislating is like. It's we know there's something valuable in this field that we call the legislative environment, but other people think it's just a swamp, or they think it's too dry. They think it's the bad weeds, and they need to just put them all out. But transportation and infrastructure, just a week ago, we debated for almost 19 hours. I kept saying 15, but we finally calculated it was 19. And unfortunately, we don't have bipartisan agreement. Agriculture and transportation, those are the two issues that I wanted to deal with when I got here and got on Ag and T&I. And I've been on those committees since I was a freshman because they epitomized the chance to have bipartisan agreements. We haven't had the chance to do that on transportation over the last 3 years. I'm optimistic that we can get there at some point. I'm just not optimistic that we're going to see it with the Biden administration, and I'm not too sure we're going to have fruitful results from the discussions that the administration is having with a bipartisan group of senators in the Senate right now?
You mentioned the administration, and just recently EPA announcing kind of a rollback, if you will. We thought waters of the U.S. was had been buried, but apparently not.
Nothing ever dies in Congress, and especially in the regulatory environment. This is what we warned about. I mean, this is what we warned about during the presidential election. Personally, I like Joe Biden. I think he's a very nice man. I was able to fly with him on Air Force Two to a rally in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois back in 2015 that we rallied against campus sexual assault together. And we worked together on the Obama administration moonshot to eradicate pediatric cancer together. I did roundtables when on the days that he asked people to do nationwide roundtables. And I was in the midst of a campaign, and I was like, no, we're going to do this because Vice President Biden and I said we were going to work together. But the problem is the people that are working for him. It's not Tom Vilsack. I think Tom Vilsack, if I can't ask Sonny Perdue as the ag secretary, who I thought was one of the best cabinet officials to ever serve in our country, I couldn't ask for a better Democrat than Tom Vilsack, because we became friends during the Obama administration and he was good to work with. We don't agree on everything, but there are a lot of folks that come from the environmental left that truly believe that every single drainage ditch in America should be regulated by government. Just got off a call with one of my groups I meet with on a regular basis, a Citizens Climate Lobby, and they talked about the need for a Citizens Climate Corps. I cannot imagine a bunch of government-funded people going around looking at drainage ditches and becoming drainage ditch vigilantes. But that's what we're up against here, and that's why elections matter. And it's not a coincidence WOTUS is being brought back up again when the Democrats control the White House and the House and the Senate.
So much going on, but I know your time's limited, so will you come back and see us?
Oh, heck no, man. I told you last time it was the last time. I don't even know why we're here with you, but hey, no. As I told, I love talking with you, Tony, and anytime you are here in D.C., I will be here, and I certainly hope that, you know, you don't sit back and have to spend a lot of time with some of my colleagues like the one that just walked in, Chris Jacobs.
We'll see what we can do. How's that? It's the Honorable Rodney Davis representing the 13th Congressional District of Illinois on today's Agribusiness Report.